Backstage in the dressing room with Edward Gardner, who is conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra in his debut. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you. It's a privilege to stand in front of this wonderful orchestra.
I would imagine it is. You're also doing Benjamin Britten's Sinfonia de Requiem, which I recall got him in a certain amount of hot water with the Japanese Empire.
Yeah, it was written as a celebratory piece in 1940 and 41, but it's nothing like that at all. It's a grieving piece. It's a piece grieving his parents, and it's a piece grieving mankind in the middle of the Second World War. And I love Britten's music from this early period. If you think about Peter Grimes, the Violin Concerto, and this, they all have a raw quality, perhaps got slightly neatly packaged later in his career. And I think this is the... This is his big orchestral work, really, and it's one that that suits this orchestra wonderfully. It's virtuosic, it's cathartic at the end, and it feels like someone's guts are being ripped open at the beginning.
Yeah, I played it once myself years and years ago. I've never forgotten the experience. Mm-hmm. It was just something else. And then this Doherty piece, I got in on the rehearsal for that. Impressive.
Very, and his colors speak so clearly. I think it's very accessible music in the best sense, and it has a wonderful, almost filmic shape, and he knows how to make the orchestra sing.
And I think he makes William Randolph Hearst come alive quite well.
Yes, it's absolutely true, and with a great soloist like Paul Jacobs, that's really a pleasure, and you have a wonderful organ here to match the orchestra, and it's great to use it.
Yeah, it's quite flexible in so many respects. And I understand congratulations are in order. You're taking over the London Philharmonic.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be... It's another world-class orchestra, and of course the privilege for any conductor of working in his hometown is massive and very rare. So that'll be in about 18 months, and I'm looking forward to it so much. London has its own specific wonders and challenges, I'd say, and there are a lot of orchestras within one small city, and making each orchestra distinctive is important, and I've been thinking a lot about that at the moment.
So you've got some visions that you're hopefully going to put in place soon.
They have a wonderful vision already, but I've got some ideas that might tie us together closer and things to think about.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, hope you'll be coming back to Philadelphia at some time soon.
Thank you. Me too.
We'll look forward to that. Edward Gardner, who is a guest conducting this week with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I will send you back now to the broadcast booth with Greg Whiteside.